Good day and welcome to Matters of the Soul. My name is Erich Schoeman. This is program 3 in our series on worry. You know, we've spoken about worry and what it is, and today I want to help you with a certain perspective on worry that might be a bit different. Usually we're told not to worry, and we might find ourselves telling ourselves, stop worrying, you shouldn't worry so much, why are you worrying? And you feel guilty and you feel bad because you're worrying, and it leads to this perpetual cycle of just leading you into even a place of condemnation and feeling that constant worrying pattern. But you know, that worry thought becomes like a pattern where it is paradoxical. You're telling yourself, stop worrying, or don't see this pink elephant, and when you find yourself, you're seeing that pink elephant. So instead of trying to stop yourself from worrying and fight those thoughts, why don't you rather do what Jesus says in Matthew 6? When Jesus is talking about worrying, he's actually highlighting and pointing us to our Heavenly Father and to a living relationship that we have with a person that is trustworthy, that is constant, and that loves us eternally. So that person wants to look after us and care for our needs. And instead of us trying to fight the worry, why don't we just communicate our concern and our worry to this all-powerful, all-loving God who loves us and who wants to be a part of our lives. In fact, he is so powerful that he does hold your life in the palm of his hand. You've heard that at school days, you sung that song, and he holds the whole world in his hands. But you know, if you're a believer, a Christian, and if your life belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ, then you can know that he's written all of the days of your life in his book, and that he cares for even the hairs of your head are counted, and that he wants to look after your needs, and that if you're in that relationship, you'll find him doing that. And in that relationship, you experience an everlasting love, somebody who is faithful, who is honest, who is with you, and who walks that road, and that builds evidence in your heart and mind of trust and of faith, and that works against the worry. So rather work on your relationship with the Lord. Rather go into that relationship, talk to him, and allow him to minister to you. And what that will do is it will also alleviate the worry. There are obviously techniques that you can use. Cognitive therapy and those things guide us, and we'll talk about that a bit later on. But taking your concerns and praying about them and talking to God will already make a huge difference, because that relationship is the primary way of dealing with worry. And then he'll talk truth into your life, and those promises also will start to secure you. So for this week, maybe you can go and try and just focus your attention, rather to try and focus that on the Heavenly Father and talk to him through Jesus Christ. God bless you. Until next time, goodbye.